27. Alice waited. She tried not to look as if she was waiting, or worried, or afraid. But actually, she was all of them, and more. Fran should have been back by now. She had said it wouldn't take more than an hour, 1.5 tops. That was over 2 hours ago. They had exhausted the old woman's old and frankly pretty rubbish jigsaw puzzles, and had struggled through some stilted conversation. Fran had told her what to say, but it was still difficult, remembering stuff, trying not to say the wrong thing, just like sometimes she forgot to call Fran Mum. She got pretty annoyed about that. Something about the old lady scared Alice a bit, too. She smiled too much. Alice didn't like that, not just because her teeth were all yellow, and she was so jittery. Her hands shook when she was trying to put the jigsaw pieces down. There was this odd, sour smell about her, too. Her twitchiness was making Alice more on edge. She kept asking if Alice wanted another drink or something else to eat, even though Alice's glass was still half full and she had already forced down 3 of the stale biscuits. Eventually, just to keep her quiet, Alice said yes, some more squash would be nice. This seemed to make the old lady happy, so Alice took her opportunity.
"Can I use the toilet, please?" "Oh, of course. It's just upstairs, first on the left." "Thank you."
Alice grabbed her bag, walked up the stairs and onto a narrow landing. The bathroom door was open, but she didn't really need the loo. She just needed to get away from the old lady for a bit. It looked old-fashioned anyway, a hideous shade of green, shaggy mats on the floor all flattened and manky. There were 3 more doors. The nearest one was ajar. Alice peered inside. It was obviously the old lady's room. There was a lot of dark furniture, a double bed covered in a quilted bed cover. On the bedside table were 2 pictures in fancy silver frames. Alice hesitated. She wasn't normally a child who sneaked around, but being here, in this house, had made her curious. She padded across the carpet and picked up the first photo. 4 people stood on a clifftop in the sunshine. She recognized the old lady, younger and happier, and Fran, looking very young. Not that much older than Alice. There were 2 little girls in the photo too, Fran's sisters. Alice had never thought of her as having a family. It had always just been the 2 of them. The second photo was of the old lady and a man. He had thinning hair, a wide smile and crinkly blue eyes. He looked nice, she thought. Kind. She put the photo back down. From the kitchen she could hear the sound of glasses clinking. The bedside table had 2 small drawers. She yanked one of them open. Neatly folded hankies, a pot of Vicks, and, just poking out from underneath the hankies, what looked like newspaper cuttings. Alice took them out. She was a good reader, but the small print of newspapers was a little difficult. Still, she could make out the headlines. Homeowner killed in bungled burglary. Horror in suburbia. She recognized the house in the pictures, and the man who was in the photo on the bedside table. Nice, she thought, but dead. She stared at the pages, then she stuffed them back in the drawer and shut it. She crept from the room and started to make her way downstairs. Halfway, she paused. She could hear the old lady talking in the kitchen. Momentarily, her heart lifted. Fran. She had come back. She peered over the banister, but the old lady was alone, clutching a glass of something red in one hand and a phone in the other.
"Yes, she's here now. No, I don't think her mother is coming back. I think she's in some kind of trouble."
A pause.
"About 8 years old. Can you come quickly? Thank you, officer."
The police. The stupid old lady had called the police. Alice had to get out now. She ran down the stairs and darted to the front door. Locked. Crap. From behind her, she heard a shout.
"Alice!"
The old lady stood in the kitchen doorway. Alice looked around desperately and then spotted the keys on the hall table. She snatched them up and stuck them in the lock.
Stop right there. No, you called the police.
The old lady moved faster than Alice had expected. She grabbed her arm.
Listen to me. Get off.
Alice yanked her arm away.
Come back here.
Alice pulled the door open and stumbled outside. The old lady screamed after her.
Your mother isn't coming back. She's left you. Wait and see.
Alice didn't wait. Tears blinded her eyes. She had no idea where she was going, but she did what she had been told to do, trained to do. Alice ran.